Yeah. You know, and you know, you concentrate on the hologram, pow, you snipe him in the fucking head. You know what I'm saying? Take him right out. Hey, you all do it, you know what I mean?
Please be advised that a noticeable taste of blood is not part of any test protocol, but is an unintended side effect.
Pills here!
It's time to kick ass and chew bubble gum. And I'm all out of gum. Finish him.
Game over, man! Game over!
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Power Up Podcast. My name is Matt. I am here, as always, with Tyler, Leaper, and Stefan. What's up?
Yo.
Hey,
my back hurts. Howdy. So bad.
I got a funny story, so I went to bed late last night, and I want to know if this has happened to any of you guys. And so I woke up kind of early, and I was like, I need to go back to sleep before work. So I tried to go back to sleep. I have about 2.5 hours. I didn't fall asleep until about 10 minutes before I had to get up again.
Yeah,
and
I've
so
done
then
that before.
Then I had to wake. I woke up groggy twice, and one morning it sucked.
Yeah.
Never
I hate that when you're extremely tired, but your body won't let you sleep, or your mind's too busy, or you want to do something, but you're trying to sleep to get sleep.
Like the other night that actually happened, I went to bed at probably 12:30 and woke up at about 4:15, and I normally wake up at 7. I didn't go back to sleep till like 6:45.
That sucks. I hate that. I was busy trying to get my fantasy lineup perfect. And that I lost, so. Oh, well.
It's all right. Broncos got dominated by the Colts.
Yeah, that they did. And then the Saints lost. The Falcons. The Eagles won, though.
All right. What's up?
Texas lost.
Texas?
I'm talking college right now.
Oh, okay. I was like, oh, that Texas.
They lost to UCLA.
Yeah.
Yep, UCLA got
and
crushed. Actually.
Nebraska won, but I heard they didn't look very good.
That wasn't a pretty game at all. Not only a 1AA team, but a bad 1AA team. Like that's the kind of 1AA team UNO schedules to upset.
Miller North usually schedules them, but they were booked up this year.
Yeah, it's a payday game. Miller North travels to South Dakota State to get money. Anyway, so I wanted to gauge your guys' reaction. Would you guys
Oh, it hasn't started
yet.
Good.
That's good. I like that. Would you guys like to still do a 24-hour marathon?
When?
I don't think anytime soon. I mean, not until maybe winterish, because I want to get a new microphone first. Because one, I just want to, and I want to get the snowball microphone so it can catch us all around the table. So we only have to use one. It'll help on echoing, because four people is probably the limit for this table. Sometimes when we have a fifth person, it works, but sometimes there's a big echo. Two, I think these mic stands are kind of on their last leg.
Works for me.
It all depends on.
We just need like shit to
when
do.
It is.
When. And certain other things that we could talk about.
Yeah, I definitely would actually have things planned out, because I had things planned for that Guinness World Record attempt on Three Web Awesome, but that kind of fell through because someone else fucking broke it. But
bastards.
Yeah, I was gonna, you know, that new microphone will help a lot, because then we could have pretty much anyone we want down here in just a circle, and it would help. And then I was going to, at some point, probably after I get the new microphone, we're going to record this and do live broadcasts on Justin, probably on Justin TV or live stream, which will be pretty cool. And so
I think we should have an Xbox set up, though.
Why?
Because it's 24 hours, man.
Just
to
play.
Something to do, yeah.
I'll just get a porta potty.
I can't just sit here and talk the whole fucking time.
Let's dig a latrine.
Okay.
Well, there'll be interesting things, though. I hope they're going to be interesting.
Let's just have a circle jerk and we'll talk about what's going on.
How's that different than any other podcast?
We can have a masturbation contest.
Once everyone finishes this podcast is over.
Well, Leaper's really going at it. See, I don't think Stefan might got it beat.
Leaper goes on a 9-hour session. Skype Leaper. Wrap it up. He's like bleeding. He's like, no.
Stefan was torn in the first 5 seconds. Jesus.
All of his skin's torn off. Like,
oh, that'd be terrible.
He's just basically masturbating with two raw testicles.
Oh, yeah. The penis has been masturbated off.
See, this would be a nice thing to do if, like, we had our own website. We'd be like, hey, come to the 24-hour marathon, but
oh, yeah, by the way, I did ask Dustin. He can program websites.
Oh, sweet.
He wants us to pay him, obviously.
Yeah, but, of course.
But yeah, he can do that.
Fuck that.
Man, website has been a pain in my fucking side for so long.
So yeah, he'd be up for doing that sometime.
I was looking around. I'd like to get picked up by another website. That'd be pretty cool. Like, because a lot of places, you know, you're on somewhere and then you're like, hey,
like
Attack. Come to our website. Yeah, but I've looked through a lot of places, and it looks like places just aren't in the market for a new, energetic, powerful, handsome video games podcast.
It's understandable.
Because we're all so energetic tonight.
Yeah, well, we're all sleeping.
I'm energetic. I don't know what you're talking about. I just woke up from a nap.
Fuck you.
I'm like
Fuck
the Energizer Bunny. I just keep going and going.
Look at me.
Going.
I'm not sleeping. I take naps.
I think we should get some beds down here. Lay down while we're doing this. Like, so, hi.
Hey, how's it going?
It wouldn't be bad. How about you just get, like, we just go to Goodwill and buy a bunch of mattresses and just lay out on one huge mattress.
Leaper, get off my mattress. Sometimes I gotta tell you.
My mom's new house is out in Fremont.
Yeah.
And she has, like,
flat
a ginormous
land.
Backyard that's flat, like, completely flat, perfect for a wrestling ring. Like, we're talking ginormous. Like,
acres.
Hey,
like,
wait,
you know that
move
field
from
that's
that.
By your house? It's yeah. that big. Like,
nice.
Just her backyard is ridiculous.
You should,
We could at least put a trampoline there, but maybe I could talk her into, like, putting a ring there.
Yeah,
that'd
not,
be great.
Nothing like moving to a town where there's nothing to do.
Well, she works by there, so. Yeah. It's convenient for her, and she owns a horse, so.
Well, she can ride the horse to work
Ooh,
all
can
day?
I ride the horse to the ring?
That'd be great.
I do want to tell
a
you guys.
Drop.
I have very.
Matt, the horse just shit in the middle
Shut
of the ring.
Fuck up, Tyler.
No.
I got very important news. We're getting a shelf.
What are you saying, Tyler?
A shelf for what?
Where's that box? There's a box like back there. Or
for a box?
The Parents' Choice box?
Yeah, that one. I got a bunch of audio stuff in there.
So why? Nice. What's a shelf for?
I put all that stuff on the shelf.
Oh.
Baby wipes. I like it.
I just needed a box. That wasn't really important news. I was just like, we're getting new shelves behind where Leaper is, and so we're going to put one up there just for the heck of it. And I was like, yes, because I want a place to
you
put
should paint
stuff.
These walls.
Yeah,
cement
I
walls. Does it look like a prison down there?
We need to finish this basement, but my basement's like most people's attics. It's just for storage.
Yeah.
Minus
and
that,
a podcast.
Yeah, I know. Well, it's because we don't have any other fucking place to do it.
We should paint a Monopoly board. On the side. I don't know why.
Should do it.
Let's do Scrabble.
We should do it in the sound room at Metro.
Yeah. Let's get into Metro at 11 o'clock at night on a
yeah,
Sunday.
No problem.
All right. Let's do it.
How about in a graveyard?
The fuck is your problem?
Go look for more
go
ghosts.
Hunt for
no.
ghosts. I thought a cool Halloween episode would be doing like a podcast in some spooky area. We'd have to go mobile though. So we'd all have to wear headsets and I'd take the old lappy. We wouldn't have sound effects though. So you know,
I had a great idea.
What's that? Who?
I was murdering one person on the podcast, recording it.
Like the Rise of Leslie Vernon.
Oh, that was a good movie.
That was a good movie. Love it.
I watched Machete over the weekend.
How was that?
That ain't good.
It was alright. I mean, it was good. It's worth watching, definitely, but it's not
worth paying for.
I think a lot of movies aren't worth paying for.
Yeah, Matt's not really the best judge
yeah.
for that. He probably goes there once a year, tops.
I haven't been to a movie theater in a long time. Just because I don't want to spend $5 million.
Wow, $5 million. What the hell movie theater are you
it's
going to, dude?
You $5 million to go to the movies. Let me know.
Yeah.
You wheelbarrow your money and like, here you go, one admission.
Pretty much, it's going to start doing that because everyone's like, oh, the ticket prices are just going up a dollar.
Yeah,
that's not much. Then like 3 months later, like, oh, it's just another dollar. And then they're like, oh, but now you got to throw in the glasses and the 3D costs more and IMAX costs more.
Well, fuck the 3D.
And then they're adding just another dollar. It's one more dollar. And next thing you know, you're up like $12.
I remember when the movie theaters used to be called the $5 movie theaters, not fucking.
Remember that dollar
nine,
theater? That place was the shit.
Now it's probably like $5.
The $5 theater?
Yeah, now it is the $5 theater.
Yeah. I think it's like $3.50 because I remember I went there probably a year and a half ago.
And then they have the expensive popcorn with like crystal meth on it.
Are you telling me it's $3.50?
It's $3.50. I watched that episode of Stoss last night too. South Park.
You need about $3.50.
And lo and behold, it wasn't a Girl Scout.
Saki, $5. $5.
the movie theater in Dundee is still a dollar theater, I'm pretty sure. But they show, like, old movies. I remember I drove by there once and it was showing Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Yeah, Casey went and saw The Shining one time.
Yeah. And I'm pretty sure that's still a dollar.
Shining.
Yeah. I like The Shining.
Nice. All work and no play makes Jack a dull boy.
Who's Jack?
Where Red Rum.
Where's Jack from?
Red Rum.
No, we ain't got no Red Rum.
Come play with us.
Some wine if you want, man.
All right, so let's get into some technology news. Unfortunately, I just have all news segments this week because I didn't think of anything.
And Stefan's dead.
Hey, if you want something on the podcast, you just got to text it to me.
Let's all just right. go with it. Just do something. Throw us something. Anything.
Throw it at me.
You want me to do just a random segment? See where we go with it?
Yeah.
Just do it now horribly.
We call this random
Console
night.
Wars. Let's do another one where you just throw out a random game and watch
just
us
do it.
Embarrass ourselves.
Yeah, but this time might as well just call it train wreck.
Hold on. Let me get a sound effect for this. One second here.
All right, today on the train wreck segment.
We'll do a train wreck. Hold on.
Give your mom a train wreck. What's up? Train wrecker all night long.
Here we go. All right, ladies and gentlemen, here's our train wreck segment.
Awesome. It's yeah.
The woo. Friggin'... God damn it, YouTube. They had music over this train wreck. They're like, this music has copyrighted, and then they muted the track. Haven't you seen that before?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, well...
Happened to one of my flip videos, so I just replaced... It was like Faint by Linkin Park. Linkin Park. So then I just replaced it with the Saints Go Marching In.
All right. Let me throw something together here.
Shy to me.
All right, so our train wreck segment here, Console Wars. I guess I'm going to throw out three things.
Oh, God.
To you three people.
We could do technology news, and then you think about what you want to do, and then you tell us.
It's hard to think about the next segment.
No, that's the point of the train wreck. It's just thrown out there.
Okay.
For the next segment.
It's completely random. Randomized.
Your face is random.
It fucking happens, man.
Nice. Like a random face.
I got a good one for Halo Reach. That's the first thing that came to my head. You guys are going to have to defend an armor loadout. How about that? Does that sound good? Is that a good one?
Yeah, that's fine.
Gonna do it? Tyler's like, yeah.
I got Ryan.
Yeah. No, you can't say that.
That's
got dibs.
just for the hell of it, Stefan gets running.
Fuck you, Stefan.
I don't even want running.
Oh, now he doesn't want running. So Stefan's got running. Leaper, you will defend. You're going to defend.
Is there the badge, like...
The drop shield.
All right.
Nice. Yeah, we got the drop
shield.
Nice. Tyler, you can go fuck yourself. No, you...
I don't think this is the time or place for
you'll
that.
You'll get...
Yeah, you got to save
well, maybe
the
if
contest.
You were doing more of that, you wouldn't have a problem.
You can have a hologram, all right?
What? Hologram? My bad. I was listening to what the hell Leaper
he
was saying.
Right
over here.
At me while I said it. He goes, what?
Hologram. All right.
Let's do this.
Hologram. Okay. Then we'll start with Stefan. Sir, please tell me why the sprint ability is the most valuable armor loadout.
Well, it helps you to get from point A to point B faster. It can be used extremely well with certain weapons such as sword, shotgun, hammer. Like, they are almost unstoppable, I would say. If you get within 10 feet of a guy and he just sprints up, you're done.
Game over.
And with a teammate who has another ability, it can play in very well. Say your opponent or your teammate has armor ability, like one Ben Lay he had in our team doubles where we went 25-2. He would armor lock, and then I would sprint up and kill the guys while he was weak in armor lock. That's really good. You can jump. Make big gaps. That's not really that cool, but oh well. It's part of many first-person shooters, so you would think it'd already be in Halo, but it's not, and I kind of like that. I like that it's an armor ability. So, it's actually my favorite and most used armor ability in general, like in matchmaking, just because I think it's that good, and that's all I really have to say about that. I don't know. That's it.
Okay. Okay. Tyler. Hologram. Start.
What I like about the hologram is, like, you know, let's say you're playing snipers, right? And you got some guy that's just like, won't leave you the fuck alone, you know what I'm saying? And you just, you send the hologram out
so
there
I'm
and
in
he focuses
snipers
on
game,
the...
Yeah,
yeah, you know,
like,
what I mean?
Gonna throw out my hologram.
Yeah. You know, and you know, you concentrate on the hologram, pow, you snipe him in the fucking head. You know what I'm saying? Take him right out.
I don't know what you're saying.
You sound like the gangster worms from Worms.
Yeah, it's what I do. You know what I mean? But, yeah, no, I mean, it's probably most effective in a sniper game.
That's just too jarring to go from that impression. Yeah, well, I mean, it's really effective.
I like running. I mean, granted, you can't suck your opponent's dick as fast, but...
Leave it to Tyler to come Zing. Up with a joke like that.
No comment.
I don't really use it a whole lot, but you know, I guess it's helpful too. You know, you send it out when there's a group of people, they all shoot at it, then you know they gotta reload, and you just go in there and fucking cap everyone's ass.
Mm,
like,
yes,
blam
ass.
It's helpful in SWAT too, but unfortunately very rarely do you ever get to use permutations in SWAT. I think I played one SWAT game, and they actually let us use that, which is weird.
Mm. Yes, quite.
Indeed.
All right, so that's Hologram. Leaper.
All right, yo. The drop shield's the shit. That's all I have to... Nah,
do you even know
I'm
what the fucking drop shield is?
All right, drop shield is sweet because not only does it protect you from surrounding enemies that are shooting at you, it also heals you while you're inside of it. Who doesn't want to regenerate their health? Come on. Anybody?
Someone who's depressed?
Me.
You don't want to regenerate your health?
No, I lied.
Yeah, see, exactly. I mean, who doesn't need a drop shield? Everyone could use a drop shield. If you're up there and you're a sniper and say someone finds you, bam, drop your shield. No worries, and just run away after you're rehealed.
What if all your limbs
someone's
are, like, blowing off?
Pulling up on you
like...
on a SMG and they're like, pew, 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 pew. Drop the shield. Bam, no more problems.
Unless they got like a warthog or a shotgun or a grenade,
well,
or
then,
rockets.
You know,
or...
move out of the way.
All right, so we're going to go around again, but this time I'm going to do a little different, all right? I'm going to ask people why another armor ability sucks. All right? And it's going to be one of your guys's. You know, you're going to have to. So we'll start with Stefan. Why does the hologram suck?
The hologram sucks because eventually it's going to become useless. Here's the deal. If you know how the hologram works, you're not going to be fooled by it 90% of the time. You look on your... And this is why I have a big problem with the hologram after using it. If you look on your radar, it doesn't show up as a red dot. It shows up as a gray dot. Instantly, you know what's in front of you is a hologram. Second of all, if you look at the hologram, their gamer tag isn't shown. Instantly, you know it's a hologram. Makes it useless. I mean, sure, it's great for snipers or whatever. Maybe they'll shoot one shot at it. But pretty much, you might take one bullet towards that hologram or even give it a little look. And it can be decent, but you know that it's a hologram almost immediately. So it becomes useless, especially as the game progresses and it's been out for longer. People are going to get more and more used to the hologram, and the less likely it's going to be effective in actual combat. I would like that story stricken from my
consider it done. I'll just put a big sentence.
Basically, out of all the armor abilities, the hologram can be the most fun, but over time it's going to be the least practical in battle. It's more of a, hey, this is cool, you know, fun for a few games, and I'm going to trick some people, and that's fun, but eventually it's not really that useful in gameplay.
Indeed. All right. Tyler, did you just lick your mic?
No, I licked towards Stephanie and I actually licked the mic.
You're disqualified.
Damn.
No, I'm kidding. All right, so why does the drop shield suck?
Because there's many ways to get past the drop shield, and not to mention if it takes too much damage, the drop shield actually just blows. Like, I remember a few times where I put the drop shield down, and like 5 seconds later, it was rendered useless. Not to mention, if you got a shotgun, You got a sword. You got a sticky. All you gotta do is drop right in there, and you're fucked. Could you stop coming on the mic, Matt? Jesus Christ.
What's up?
Hey, let him do what he wants. This is your speech time. Stop wasting it telling him what to do.
Yeah.
Well, how about you all stop wasting my time and having an orgasm?
Why don't you go fuck your face?
A wrestling promo all of a sudden? Just fucking tell us why.
Chris, go.
But thank you anyway, ma'am. I appreciate your time.
Are you done?
What I'm saying is, yeah, it's great to have a shield, regenerate. But when, you know, you got a rocket, you shoot a rocket a couple times, the drop shield's gone, you're fucked. That's all I got to say about it. There's many ways past the drop shield.
Like running?
Yeah.
Too. You just run away from that rocket.
Now if you got drop shield, jackass.
Dude, you can run away from a rocket. Anyways,
let's not if you have a drop shield as your armor.
What am I defending?
Leaper, you are not defending anything. All right, you gotta tell me why the sprint ability sucks.
The sprint ability sucks because what the fuck can you do with running? What the fuck? Yeah, you can run away, but who gives a shit? You still get shot at. You still get fucked up by a rocket or run over. You don't re-heal. You don't trick somebody. You don't armor lock, which we're not even talking about.
Why mention it?
So ultimately, it's probably, possibly, maybe the most used ability.
Yeah, but it sucks.
But probably the least useful.
Yeah, because...
You just take what I said and you put it on your statement when it doesn't even apply?
It sucks so much that everyone wants to use it. That makes total sense, dude.
But that's why it sucks, because it's useless.
Listen to yourself, you're like, it sucks. You basically say it sucks because it sucks.
Yep, that's why.
All right. It's time for my judgment. Now, first of all, even though this was pretty much a train wreck, I thought it was hilarious. Especially just sitting
hey,
there.
Hey, man. It's like a car wreck. Like, you can't. Oh. You got to look.
But, Tyler, you were doing really well up until your drop shield one.
So it's a hard one to say sucks, because
yes,
it is pretty good
one. I give
one.
You all the hard ones, don't I?
No, I'm just saying. That's why it probably sucked. It's hard to like say it sucks, because it's actually pretty useful at times.
All right, so Leaper definitely came in third. Matt, Tyler, you fought for it, but you came in second, which means Stefan has won another console war.
You're a fucking douchebag.
It's not my fault. Both of you suck balls.
Bob sucks balls.
The running isn't useful. Yeah. Okay. Good one.
Especially after you explain
it's the
how...
most useless of all the armor abilities.
Yep.
It's
is.
Like it's the most used, but it's the most useless. Okay.
You basically took my argument, and if this was on paper, you just put white out over all the sides.
What's up?
And you didn't you say it's like you? What? It's not good for anything but running away. Didn't Stefan just say if you have the sword or a shotgun? You can run up to your opponent.
Yeah, and running away is very useful, yeah. I would assume.
I guess. I mean, whatever. Yeah.
You sit in a drop shield, you're buying yourself time. You run away, you could go on
exactly.
And live forever.
All right, well, this was fun.
But if you re-heal, you don't have to worry about it.
All right, Labor, let's drop. So after the podcast, we should talk about another console war segment. I'm sure we can come up with something. So we can do one next week. Have some planning. It won't be as much as a train wreck.
Hey, at least it was a funny train wreck.
That it was.
Not often do you see a train wreck.
People are put on the spot.
Yeah. Not often do you see a train wreck and everyone laughs. Usually it's, oh shit, look at that train wreck.
I laugh when I see train wrecks.
Yeah, that's because you're a douchebag.
All right,
you have no morals.
With that said, Tyler, it's time we go and do some technology news.
All right.
Listen up, techies. We're going to trick your setup. It's time for tech news.
Developers. Well, Leaper.
Hey, Leaper, you know what you can do with both those middle fingers? Shove them up your ass.
You can just not sit still.
You'd like to
see
that, would you?
You're just flipping us off and stuff, and then wham, you hit the mic stand.
It would be kind of interesting.
To see me do that?
Like, have both of your middle fingers out and you just put them up your pooper?
Alright.
It would be.
First up.
You'd probably enjoy that.
Technology
a little too
news,
much,
Tyler. Dig.com traffic is down 26% after the redesign that, might I add, people asked for.
Huh.
People don't
How
know
dare you
want.
Give us what we asked for?
People never know what they want.
People were asking for all these, you know, new things added to Dig, and then when they do, they change the layout and people just flip shit.
Yeah, whoever made it the fucking saying the consumers are is right is full of shit.
I just don't understand, like, could they not navigate it, and so they just left? Because I kept using Dig without missing a beat. Although, I will say there's a lot of people are digging stupid stuff. Like, I'm looking for stories and they're all pictures.
That's more colorful.
Picture's worth 1,000 words.
Not in this medium, it's not. Alright, so from lifehacker.com, how and why Chrome is overtaking Firefox among power users. So, this website did a little poll here. And last time they did this poll, Firefox came out ahead with like nearly 57% of the users' tally, and they had like 44,000 votes. Well, this time they did the same poll, and Chrome actually jumped about 9% over Firefox with 42.27. Firefox had 33.33% of users. So, Google Chrome.
I use Chrome.
Sweet.
I use Chrome too until it started bugging out. I think it was more my computer or something.
I like Chrome quite a bit. I think it's a good browser.
All right. Chrome all over the place.
What happens if you cross the Large Hadron Collider stream with your hand?
I don't know what that is.
That's that particle accelerator in, like, I think it's in Switzerland, the one that's
creating a black hole.
Yeah.
Look.
You lose it?
I thought we all learned this from Ghostbusters. You never cross the streams.
Hey, unless your hand is a stream. I don't think you have a problem with that. But apparently they came up with a bunch of different theories as to why. Some people say nothing. Other people say you'll blow up.
Well, why are we fucking, yeah. What's with the theories? Well, so we just put their goddamn hand in front of it.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I think we should all pool our money together, get one ticket.
Fly Leaper out there.
And we could send Stefan.
Or Stefan, that works too.
Nah. I feel bad after Leaper came in third in Console Wars, so we'll send Stefan. That's his prize for winning Console Wars.
Congratulations.
Sweet. Well, where am I going?
You're going to, I believe it's Switzerland.
Nice. I'm getting
to put your hand
chocolate.
In front of a... Yeah.
And then you're going to go up to the Large Hadron Collider, and you're going to stick your hand in there. If nothing happens, then I want you to stick your head in there.
I'm going to stick one head in there, if you know what I mean.
And if nothing else happens, stick your butthole in there and see if it creates a black hole.
How would I stick my butthole in there? I don't understand that one.
Detach it.
Just figure it out
just
for yourself.
Just pull out your shorts. Just let it go.
My butthole. It's an innie, not an outie. I don't understand this. Is mine different than anybody else's?
No, you're good. It's normal.
We have something
it
to
is?
Tell you.
Oh, God.
Tyler's like, if his is normal, then uh-oh.
crap.
All right. Last for technology news, 11 Facebook pages you wouldn't believe existed.
Kill the wabbit, kill the wabbit.
Number 11 is, I secretly want to punch slow-walking people in the back of their heads. That's something I kind of want to do, too, especially walking through the mall.
Especially slow, old-walking people. God damn it. Fuckers.
Next, I hate the sun. Currently, about 5,000 people hate the sun.
Like, my favorite groups are the ones that imply that the girls should always be in the kitchen. I saw a Failblock video the other day where these two girls were in a shopping cart and some frat boy was pushing them and they were all, like, drunk and happy. All of a sudden he, like, hit, like, a little part of the sidewalk that flipped them over and she just, like, face-planted on the cement. And then I love the first comment was, she wouldn't have fallen if she was in the kitchen.
Oh, man.
That's horrible.
No.
It's decent.
Hey, I told my girlfriend if she didn't have a job, then our apartment better be clean every day.
It's definitely funny, but I think any female listening demographic we had probably just dropped off right now. Fuck those guys. Click.
I'm serious. I expect that. If you don't have a job and you're at home all day, well, the apartment better well be damn clean.
Watch. His girlfriend's listening right now. He's going to go home and she gets ass chewed out.
I already told her, so there's something.
Some people might enjoy getting their ass chewed out.
What's apparently, Leaper's one of those people.
Is that why you can put your butthole in the Large Hadron Collider? Alright. Next up, because of Edward Cullen, human boys have lost their charm.
I don't even know what the hell that's supposed to mean.
That's the guy from Twilight.
Yeah.
Ah. I thought we were talking about human like a boys molester have lost here or something. Charm.
Yep.
I get it. That's retarded. That's stupid.
I fucking hate that movie.
Next, The Church of the Flying Spaghetti Monster.
Tyler Swanson, I bet, is one of those people.
Probably.
I can Swanson's guarantee you.
There's over 100,000 people that like it. Number five. Well, this is working in reverse. I didn't even realize that. Napkins.
Nice.
that's all
can't
we got.
Can't go wrong with napkins.
Six. No. Death. People like death.
Like, what are we talking like death on the Family Guy or like actual like dying?
I
think we're talking
actual dying.
It's got the character
weird.
There, but the page doesn't look like it's about the character of death.
Well, see, I don't understand how you can like death when you haven't exactly tried it yourself.
Maybe they have.
Maybe
people aren't.
Well, then apparently they failed at it.
Number
the same people like brains.
Death is an exhilaration, let me tell you.
Next, I have no need for drugs. This group has 63 members.
Guess who the founding member was? Me. I can save all of you. I can save everyone else out there. 63 will overcome many.
All right, well, 63 better overcome 22,684 because that's how many people are on the next page, which is drugs. Oh, they have a cup of coffee here.
They have a cup of coffee for the drugs?
I've read the book.
That one guy overturns everybody.
Yeah. Are you that guy? Are you the 12th angry man?
Yeah.
Why you gotta be so angry all the time?
Next up.
Wouldn't be if you took some drugs.
I was amazed when I saw LOL look like a drowning man.
Nice.
Nice.
I don't really understand it, but...
I don't either.
I get it.
Maybe it's the face
it's the O with the two arms up.
Yeah.
Next, panicking when your finger gets stuck in something stupid. What's up, Leaper?
What?
What'd you get your finger stuck in?
His butthole. Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know what's going on.
These people deserve answers.
Well,
our
I
listeners deserve answers. Now. All right.
I got my finger stuck in a Chinese finger trap. I don't know if that counts.
How the hell did you do that?
It's a Chinese finger trap.
It's a trap.
Is that even possible?
It is. It's a trap.
Oh, man.
Don't lie to me.
If I had thought about it just a little bit sooner, I was going to pull up Admiral Akbar going, it's a trap. Damn it. Oh, well. Maybe another time.
Indeed.
Last one. Having one message in my inbox makes me nervous. I would be nervous if I had like 600 messages in my inbox.
They're all from the same person.
Well, whoever's nervous about that one message must be expecting a message from like, I don't know, the fucking STD test.
You have the herp.
We just thought we'd message you on Facebook and let you know.
Oh man, you could have posted it to my wall.
By the way, yeah. By the way, we put it on your wall, so
you love that. This person has the herp.
Stay away. Quarantine.
All right, so that'll do it all for technology news. I got about 3 good gaming news stories, and I have 1, maybe 2. We'll see what happens. I got a really funny actual news story that I think you guys will enjoy.
We better, because now we're going to have to hold you to that.
So let's go into gaming news.
Time for the heart and soul of this podcast. Here is gaming news.
And boom goes the dynamite.
All right, first thing I see here is apparently Halo Reach is hinting at added 250 gamer score coming soon.
Cool.
Yep.
Huh?
Definitely cool.
Adding
what? Did you say huh?
Adding more achievements to add up another 250 gamer score.
Speaking of achievements, I got the Monument to All Your Sins achievement. That one's fucking hard.
Which one's that?
Beating the campaign on...
Oh, God.
Legendary by yourself.
That one, I'm not looking forward
to. How long did that take you?
Like a week.
Straight.
Straight. No, it's hard. It's definitely hard. Like, I noticed that the difficulty curve in Halo Reach is like, easy, not, you know, manageable, then oh my god hard, then pretty manageable.
Like really, like, oh my god hard? That's pretty hard.
Yeah, that's what I fucking said.
It's pretty hard, man.
Yeah.
Giggity.
I know it is pretty hard.
That's what she said.
Is it really that hard?
12 exclusive PlayStation 3 games to play in the next 12 months. Number 12, Ratchet & Clank, All for One.
I like Ratchet & Clank.
Release date, September 1st, 2011.
I like the commercials for Ratchet & Clank.
Yeah, those are funny, awesome. Dude.
Number 11, Sorcery. Release date, quarter 2 of 2011.
That one looked all right.
That's for the the Go or
the
whatever.
Move. Yeah.
The Go.
Okay. I don't know.
Find the powers. So you can make like a tornado and then throw fire in it and it'd be a fire tornado.
Ooh.
It's neat.
Be scaly.
Number 10, Twisted Metal.
Yeah.
To be announced in 2011.
Nice. That one looks fun.
No,
Twisted Metal
is
always fun.
The hell?
The hell is that?
Jinx? Both owe me sodas.
Triple threat Jinx.
Interesting.
The rules of Jinx means I can't talk till I buy you a soda, so I guess I am out of here, folks.
Shit, we just lost half the podcast.
Yeah, what the fuck's that supposed to mean?
Two people jinxed. They can't talk. There's four people here. Two people down. That's half the podcast.
I don't get what you're trying to say.
Number 9, MotorStorm Apocalypse. Release date, February 2011.
Go on. That's it. What are you seeing this guy?
Number 8, Resistance 3. 7, Final Fantasy Versus 13. Gotta load the next page, so. Bull. 6, Infamous 2.
Yeah. I've actually never played Infamous. Was it pretty good?
Probably because you don't have a PS3.
That might do it. Well, no, I actually had a friend who has a PS3 and had the game, and like,
maybe you weren't that good of friends.
Well, I have a friend that has a PS3 too. It doesn't mean I played it.
You have a PS3?
A friend that has a PS3. Oh. I thought about getting a PS3.
He also has a brother that has a PS3.
They're coming out with the Mortal Kombat HD collection where it's all the old 2D games, but with actors like reshot, like photoshot or whatever, so they're in HD.
Nice.
And it also comes with a demo of the game, but it's a PS3 exclusive, like a demo of the new Mortal Kombat game.
You're going to buy a PS3 just for that?
No.
I would.
You wouldn't.
I want Austin to get it, that's for sure. I'll probably buy it since it's only $40.
Hey, Austin.
I'll probably buy it and
just
play it on Austin's PS3.
Could borrow a PS3 for about a month.
Number 5, Killzone 3.
Man, I never liked Killzone, period.
Number 4, Agent.
The fuck is that?
What a great name. I wonder what that's about. Maybe
Secret
Agent.
Agent.
Number 3, Gran Turismo 5.
That needs to just come out already.
Yeah.
That's what she said.
Number 2, Little Big Planet 2.
I heard that got delayed until 2011.
Yeah. Right here it says 16th of November 2010. But
yeah, it got delayed.
That doesn't mean anything.
That was the old one.
Although I did get this today, but it was probably about 3-4 days old.
Been lied to.
Number 1, The Last Guardian for the holiday season of 2011 from the same team that made Shadow of the Colossus.
What the hell happened to the first Guardian?
Is that like giant bird thing?
I don't know. Yeah, I saw that. That looked pretty cool.
I saw actual gameplay for BioShock Infinite.
Is that any good?
It looks good. It looks cool. A lot better than BioShock 2.
They just came out with BioShock 2. I can't believe they already have this one.
Basically, BioShock Infinity is what BioShock 2 should have been. Because this seems and looks a lot cooler than BioShock 2.
Yeah, I really enjoyed the first BioShock.
Yeah.
Played the second one for, like, not even the first level, like, completing it-wise.
I watched Tyler play it, and I didn't even want to play it.
Well, I just thought it was funny.
I just really like Lieber's comment about that. Yeah, this next BioShock looks a lot better than, you know, the BioShock 2. Could that be because it's the next BioShock? This is what BioShock 2 should have been.
There are some sequels that suck.
Yeah, but obviously they're going to try to make it good.
Oh my god, don't even get me started. No, actually, to get me started, it'd be fucking Final Fantasy X-2.
Ah, Jesus.
I don't want to play with a bunch of women, alright? At least not digitally. So, on this website, there's a poll on the side that says Duke Nukem Forever is back. The three things are, I don't care who is Duke, and I will be the first in line.
Huh.
All right. Those are some weird-ass options.
No, I am will be the first in line. Yeah. I just thought that was funny. Also, I think it's funny because either you don't care, you don't know, or you're the diehard fan. What if you just kind of want to get it? That's not on there. Is it now?
I hate when IGN puts, or any, I guess a lot of people do this nowadays, they make a poll, and you have your yes, your no, and maybe, and then you'll have one that doesn't even, like, I like cats. You know, they'll have, like, something random. And you know, like, there's 30% of the people that are going to answer this poll are, like, douchebags. They're like, oh, that's funny. I like cats. Like, this poll is for research so we can know, you know, get an estimate on what people like. And no, you put that funny option. Of course, there's going to be a bunch of people that are like, oh, I want to be funny. Like, who gives a shit?
Yeah, you know, no one's going to see your fucking name on the polls anyway, so no one knows what you picked.
Man, I wish I had that Thigh Master right now.
Nice.
That's why I got your mom.
That's what I got Stefan's mom.
Yeah, I saw that.
All right.
Told you to lick it.
Whoa, what?
Top 10 highly anticipated Xbox 360 games of 2011. Number 10, Shadows of the Damned.
What is that?
Shadows of the Damned, aren't you fucking listening?
Number 9, Bulletstorm. Number 8, Rage.
Rage.
The Rage.
Rage of the King.
Mortal Kombat versus
Number Rage. 7, Dead Space 2.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That sound good to you, Tyler?
Oh, God, I just creamed my pants. I'm getting a clue.
Smells good, too.
And it's, oh, my God, hard.
Number 6, Deus Ex, Human Revolution.
Lame.
Number 5, Kingdoms. Number 4, Portal 2.
Yeah.
Yay!
Yeah. Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
Number 3, Forza Kinect. Number 2, Crysis 2.
I couldn't play the first one because I don't have a good enough computer. So why would I buy the next one? Because I don't know what's going on.
No, this is for the 360, so you can play it on that.
Yeah, but if you don't know what happened in the first one.
Figure it out.
Speaking of which, are you going to get Civilization 5?
I don't know. I saw some gameplay and watched it, and I got a debate.
Really? I heard a lot of people really love it.
I've heard it's really good.
I heard the specs, though, are, like, pretty big. Like, you gotta have a good computer for it.
Yeah, you do.
Which sucks.
Basically a new computer.
Yeah. That's what I don't like about computer gaming. Hey, here's this game. Oh, man, you're gonna need to buy a $300 graphics card, too.
Stop touching that thing with your nose.
I like touching it with my nose.
It was probably showing up on the track.
And the number one anticipated 360 game is Halo Gears of War 3.
Oh.
Halo Reach is out.
Dumbass.
It's still anticipated.
Speaking of Halo Reach, you can find Master Chief in Halo Reach.
So I've heard.
Yeah, so apparently on the last level, don't want to spoil anything, but Dumbledore dies. On the last level, at the end cutscene, when you're looking into the Pillar Bottom for the first time, you know, move the thumbstick to the right, and you will see Chief in a little
cryogenesis.
Yeah, cryogenic tube.
Yeah, there's a lot of little.
Which part is that again, though?
In the campaign that we never saw.
What'd you say it was in the beginning?
It's
at the end.
Yeah.
I want to go through campaign and look at like the dance club, the brute dance club.
Yeah.
Where there's a brute DJ going. He's just spinning records.
Yeah. Awesome. Now that I beat on legendary, I'm just gonna go back on easy and just find things.
Cause yeah, there's also these data pads that you can collect that.
Yeah, I found one.
That kind of offer like a sight of what people are thinking will be the next step in Halo, like the future storyline of the game. Hmm. But yeah.
Yeah, that was.
Where do you
cool
find
idea.
That shit in? Like in legendary.
Well, there's
10
legendary specific ones, and then you can get the rest on any mode.
Yeah, I found one. Just kind of, I was running around looking for ammo, and I broke a window to get in a room, and I found it.
Like, oh, what the hell is this?
Yeah, I just,
you're like, this is an ammo. Shit.
Fuck this.
All right, so that'll do it for gaming news. We're going to go into our final segment of the week, which is a news report.
Time to take a break from gaming news. It's time for the Power Up News Report.
It is Anchor Man, not Anchor Lady, and that is a scientific fact, huh?
All right, Anna Josefa Sevilla, fake doctor nearly kills a woman trying to build her a bigger butt.
Nice.
We can make it faster, stronger.
It's all about fatter. That ass.
Meteor.
Flubbier.
Have you seen that woman with the giant ass? It was on Tosh.0. Anybody see that video?
I think
probably
so.
Probably see it on YouTube.
It's like she's, fucking huge.
She's like in a pool, and she just looks like a normal sized woman.
She
but
gets
her
out.
Ass is literally like as big as nobody listening to this could do it or see it. Anyways. It's the size of, like, each cheek is the size of, like, 3 watermelons, no joke. And she's in the pool, and she's just, like, making waves with her ass. It's really weird.
I would try and go watch it on Tosh.0, but every time I turn on that show, I nearly have a seizure.
Yeah, that show
is. Why is that?
Because Dano Tosh fucking sucks. He's
what?
Awesome. I think he's awesome. Awful,
and he's a complete ass.
He's fucking
comedians.
Hilarious.
I hate Dano Tosh. But anyway.
He's a hater among haters, so that's for sure.
Shut the fuck up. Our saga begins a few months back when Lady Sevilla was trolling customers outside of Miami Spa.
Spa.
That's where she encountered Donna Rodriguez. The two women got to talking, and Donna explained that she didn't like the shape and contour of her butt. Apparently it was lacking in all-encompassing bootyliciousness. Sevilla, claiming to be a doctor, offered to make those worries go away for a low, low price of $1,000. She showed up at her fake medical practice for the procedure. Sevilla first injected an unknown substance she complained was anesthesia. Complained. But fake anesthesia, just like fake doctors, doesn't seem to work very well. Sevilla continued to drill Donna's butt with injections. The pain kept getting more unbearable until Donna finally passed out. She was so out of it after the procedure that she had to call her mom to pick her up. She would soon need surgery after developing severe infections that she ended up getting after the procedure and spent 2 weeks in the hospital. Doctors believe she could have been killed or at least lost her leg if she waited for any longer for treatment. This isn't the first time a woman has nearly died from a fake butt enhancement. Florida police say the practice is damn near epidemic. Women seeking to beautify themselves on cheap have been injected with everything from super glue to fix a flat. They're also getting injected with silicone used for industrial purposes and not the medical kind.
That's what you get, I guess. Being a dumbass.
Well, they don't deserve that.
Yeah, no.
It's retarded to do that.
No, but, you know, maybe you should look for some credentials or...
Or find natural ways to enhance your buttocks.
Or yeah. Realize...
It's called exercise.
Or realize your destiny in life and go crawl around the sewers, you freak.
All right. And so that's really only hard news. Well, I guess it's not hard news, but...
Hard news.
Actual like,
me
news story. I got something to play, though. It's the most honest lawyer... That you've ever heard.
That fix a flat put me over the edge.
Is he from Liar Liar?
No. This is great.
I think I've heard this guy on the radio, actually.
The lawyer? I played him for you. Just
no, like, but he was on some talk. They were talking about him on the radio. They only played a little bit of it, though.
Talk to you on the radio.
Shut the fuck up.
You'd like that, wouldn't you? Talk dirty to you.
Hi, I'm Steve Miller. I've been a trial lawyer in Florida and Massachusetts since 1985. If you and your spouse hate each other like poison and want to get out of the hellhole you call a marriage, you've come to the right place. Look, you can waste your money screwing around with some paper pusher paralegal type, give thousands of dollars to some piece of crap three-piece suit downtown, blow your brains out trying to figure out why you wasted 25 bucks on the crappy forms you bought from the illiterate boob at the courthouse, or do what I say and do it now. We know what we're doing here. Look at this website, a work of art. Here's the story. Pay us a little and we get you a lot. Don't worry about the details. We'll take care of business and let you know when to crack open the champagne. Okay, time to move on. Go to the Get the Divorce page in the upper right corner, pay up, and you're on your way to getting rid of that vermin you call a spouse. We're here to help.
Sounds like Vince from
Divorce EZ.
Sounds like a hit
Florida law firm.
Shy to me.
I need to start calling more people boobs. That's
boob.
What I learned from that.
I just thought that was a beautiful thing. How honest that guy was.
Half of it sounded like an advertisement for a hitman. Just call us, pay us little, you'll get a lot. We'll take care of that problem, and we'll let you know when you can crack open the champagne.
I just like how he's like, okay, time to move on. He just goes on. He's like, pay us a little, and get you a lot.
I had a hooker tell me the same thing.
Yeah. Sure, you got a lot of hookers.
No, none actually.
Yeah. Tyler buys hookers on a regular basis.
There's nothing wrong with that.
What's up?
Look, Your mom offered it, and I just couldn't turn it down.
So how often does your girlfriend listen to this podcast?
Enough to know I'm probably fucked. I don't let go later.
Venereal diseases everywhere.
Baby, if you're listening, that's not true. Don't listen to these douchebags.
With that said,
baby. baby.
Venereal diseases will bring a close to this week's podcast. So, for Tyler, who buys hookers, Leaper, and Stefan, this is Matt signing out.
You steal my sugar plum.